Merry Christmas. Welcome to our Christmas Eve service here at Coleridge Baptist Church. If you've been here in years past, it doesn't change much because we simply make our way through the Christmas story as it has been recorded in the Bible with some singing, some Christmas carols, some special music, and we just try to make it a special night of remembering why we celebrate Christmas. So as you sit in this auditorium tonight, you are in a Santa Claus-free zone. That is not our focus for this evening. Our focus is on Jesus Christ and his coming to this earth and being born and laid in a manger. So let me open with prayer and we'll get started this evening. Father, we thank you for just another opportunity to come and celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just pray over this next hour that our attention can be focused on what it is you've done for us by sending him to this earth to be born as a baby boy and laid in a manger that would eventually lead to him dying on the cross and paying the price for our sins. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of salvation, and we just pray you bless our evening together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Well, good evening. So we're going to start out by singing Angels from the Realms of Glory, but there's a transition at the end of the song that jumps right into hymn number 260, You Are Worthy, so you have to watch really close, otherwise you might find yourself singing a solo at the end of 259. Okay, stand with me if you will, and we will sing.
This evening we're going to start off with a passage from the Old Testament the prophet Isaiah would speak of the birth of Jesus Christ as we read, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Stand again with me, if you will. Hymn number 270, Joy to the World. Nice and loud, like you've got joy.
Continue on this evening in the chapter of in the book of Luke, chapter 1. As we read now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, in the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month of her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? Child delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels dwell? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lord. That your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land? This sleeping child you're holding is a great. Continue on, we see that an angel appears to Joseph in the book of Matthew. As we read now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to you, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might fulfill which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife.
star and join with wise men who journeyed from afar. If I were there, would I gladly bring my finest treasures to lay before my king? If I were there, I'll find a manger and bow before
We continue on, we read in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, and it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she gave... All right. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Stand with me.
Thank you.
We continue on in Luke 2 as we read, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'"
Blossoms flowered amid the rose upon a winter's night. 'Twas born the child, the Christmas rose, a king of love and light. The angels sang her shepherd's song, the grateful earth rejoiced. And at his blessed birth, the stars and exultation voiced. Oh, come, let us adore thee. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come.
Cool.
So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told them.
Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story?
Would like to just thank those who have put in time and practicing and singing, and you know they make me look good. I have discovered tonight that I really need my glasses in the dark. I have a hard time reading the screen in the back of the room. You know, this year we have been going through a Christmas series titled Journey to Bethlehem. Now, the past 4 weeks we have examined the life of Zacharias, Elizabeth, Joseph, and Mary. We have seen how these two couples were called by God to raise John the Baptist, who would be the forerunner, who would be the one who would prepare the way for Jesus, the Messiah, to come. And they were entrusted to raise these two boys. John the Baptist was raised by Zacharias and Elizabeth, and Jesus was raised by Mary and Joseph. And what a responsibility. And to recognize that as the angel came to these people, that they were part of God's redemptive plan. We also discovered that the road to Bethlehem was not an easy one. You know, we aren't given a lot of information in the Bible. In fact, most of what is written in the Bible about the birth of Jesus Christ, we have read this evening. And the road to Bethlehem wasn't easy. It was a difficult road for Mary and Joseph. Potentially could have taken up to 10 days. But as I was working through this and preparing sermons through this series, it dawned on me that the road for Jesus to leave heaven's glory and come to earth as a baby and be born in Bethlehem was not an easy journey as well. And not only would he come to this earth and be born as a baby, he would live that sinless life. He would be crucified, he would die on the cross, he would be raised from the dead, and is now in heaven at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Ultimately, the road to Bethlehem, the journey to Bethlehem, would lead to the cross. I don't know about you, but we have a lot to be thankful for the gift of salvation. It is as we place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ that we can have the assurance, we can have the hope of eternal life. But as I was thinking about this, Jesus making his way to Bethlehem, and as I was preparing the sermons, it just dawned on me to really reflect on who Jesus is. And I want to do that for a little bit tonight. I want to look at a few passages of Scripture that tell us who Jesus is. And a couple of passages from the New Testament. And Charles, I'm going to have you flip these slides because I can read my tablet better than I can read the screen. In Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 4, we read, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in past times to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the expanse, image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And basically, the author of Hebrews is telling us that Jesus is God. He is the one who was created. He is the one who spoke creation into existence. And not only that, he continues to sustain it. And we see something very similar in Colossians chapter 1. Verses 15 through 18, as we read, referring to Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. And so we get this image of who Jesus is. I mean, he is God. He is the creator. He is the sustainer. He is the all-powerful God. He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And he was willing to leave heaven's glory to come to this earth and be born as a baby. And one of the things I do each year is I read through the Bible, and I've been reading the book of Revelation as the year comes to an end. And And there are some powerful images of the worship that will take place in heaven. And one of the reasons I want to read these to you, these are images of what will take place, but I believe they're also images that can help us recognize what Jesus was willing to leave behind. In Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 through 11, we read, "Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had the face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.' Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 'You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by You will they exist, and by You will they exist and were created.'" What a powerful image of the worship that is going to take place in heaven. I believe the worship that takes place currently in heaven as the angels worship and glorify God the Father and Jesus Christ. And just a few chapters later in Revelation, we read another image of worship taking place in chapter 7, verses 9 through 12. "So after these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessings and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" You know, ultimately as Christians, our journey will end standing before the throne. We will be one of those who cannot be numbered. One of the things that occurred to me as I was reading through these passages and as preparing for tonight, there is only one response that takes place in the presence of Jesus in His unveiled glory, and that is worship. And I think this is an important truth for us to grasp. As behind me there is a scene of a manger in front of the cross, it's an important truth for us to grasp that Jesus was willing to do that for us. Often at this time of year, I go to this passage in Philippians chapter 2 because it gives us that image of what He did. As we read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You know, Jesus, we're told He humbled Himself. He gave up the worship, the glory, and everything that was in heaven to come to this earth as a helpless baby. You know, as we get older, there's like an age that comes to mind that we're like, I wish I could be that age again. It's usually in the 20s, maybe 30s. But I don't know that I've ever heard someone say, I wish I could be an infant again. and completely depend on somebody else to take care of my every need. Yet that is what the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was willing to do for us. We have to ask why. Why would he do it? And we're told why in Romans chapter 5, 8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, that and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, we live in a world that is full of turmoil, and I've seen a lot of things posted and that say, you know what, our world needs is love. Well, folks, love is found in Jesus Christ. Love is found through what God has done for each one of us. Many of you know that I listen to Christian radio, and often, even in my sermons, there will be songs and videos I play because, well, it's just a powerful message. And over the Christmas season, the video that we're going to listen to and watch is one that really describes much of what I've said tonight. And the fact that Jesus was willing to leave heaven's glory and come to this earth for each one of us. And so I just encourage you to pay attention and listen to this video as it plays.
Unexpected, would you believe, after all we've projected, a child in a manger, lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child, is this who we've waited for? 'Cause how many stepped down from their thrones. How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me?
We have covered the journey of Jesus Christ from heaven to the manger to the cross. The question is, what about you? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Has your journey begun? Right, that journey begins the moment we accept Him as our Savior. And He has a plan for each one of our lives. He has created us for good works. A journey that will end someday as we stand around the throne praising Him, as we've seen tonight in the book of Revelation. If you've not started that journey, if you've never trusted in Christ, I'd encourage you, come see me after the service. There's nothing I would love more than to sit down and share from you, from God's Word, what you need to do to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm going to pray, and then we are going to conclude the evening by singing Silent Night. Father, we thank You for the gift of salvation. We thank You that You were willing to send Your one and only Son to this crazy, messed up world, to be born in a lonely manger, a lonely stable and placed in a manger, and to live a humble life that would end up leading to being crucified on the cross. And Lord, we thank You for His willingness to do that. We thank You for the love that You have for each one of us. And Lord, may we never forget that. May we never neglect to be thankful to You for what You've done. Lord, we just pray that You bless each person here tonight. Bless our days tomorrow as we celebrate Christmas. And Lord, may we just be able to reflect on the significance of what You've done for us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stand with me if you will.
Well, thank you for all coming this evening. There are a couple of things that you can do as you leave. We can give a little more light on the stage if you'd like to take some pictures up there or have someone take your pictures. Or there's also a place out in the foyer where you can sit on a bench and have your picture taken. And just to encourage you to hang around a little while and enjoy each other's company. But most of all, I'd just like to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas. And you are dismissed.